agree, and that's what I would cover on my ProWords lesson. It's in my going through the Google stuff on the different sites that have different things on ProWords. Basically, they're in agreement. Sometimes there's jargon for a particular service. One of them that is used quite a bit here is CLEAR. What does CLEAR really mean? And I was looking for that. I finally found a definition. CLEAR means I'm stopped transmitting, but I'm listening.
I didn't know that. So, I don't know. Maybe we got step one and a teacher.
The question about traffic handling when y'all get finished with this topic.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, I've enjoyed it, but I'm going to have to get up early in the morning, and I hear that bed calling my name, so I'm going to get out of here tonight. Look forward to talking to you again, and 73s, all of you have a good evening. Stay safe out there, Chad, KO4HK, and I will be clear.
73, brother, be safe, and I'll contact you and meet you. I got a couple things I need to give you. Be safe.
Patrick.
Oh, and that's an example of the use of CLEAR. In the way it was just used, it sounds like he's not going to be talking anymore and that he's also closing his station. But is he still monitoring from the context? He probably is not.
Describe that.
Check out.
And to do with traffic handling, say for example, Ed was trying to get a message to me, he would do the radiogram from Ed to Chad, Chad to Gary, and Gary to me. But what would Patrick be doing? Would he be copying down everything that he can hear also, even though he's not in the line?
I'll make sure I got this. To answer your question, I'm going to answer it the best way I can. There is a block on the radiogram form called check, and it means check of words, which means that you fill out the message number, what priority it is, whether it's general, routine, emergency, whatever, who it's from, and then the next block is check, which means when the body of the message is written, the sender counts the words. If there's 10 words, then 10 goes in that block. When the message is passed to the next station, for example, if I'm sending it to Ed, I'm going to tell him check of 10. So when Ed writes the message down, and Ed counts the words, and the words that he counts is 9, then we do not end that conversation until we come to an agreement on what word he missed or did I make a mistake. I think that's probably one of the more important blocks on a radiogram is that check of words, because when it moves through 5 stations and each station drops a word, that can be a problem.
What is Patrick doing at this time? He wasn't in the line of traffic handling. Should he be copying down that message too? Just to make sure of anything, checks and balances or anything?
Probably not. In a message format, you have a to line, which says who the message is supposed to go to. You have a from line, who it's from, You also have an exempt line, which means any station that is exempted is not in the recipient mode, if you will. So he doesn't need to copy that. Only the station that's handling the message would be hearing it. So I would say, no, he probably would not copy it unless he just wants to practice with it. The other thing, from a Mars standpoint, the pro word for check is groups, which means what you were just talking about, count the number. You can also have a groups no count, which means I haven't counted the number in this message.
Cool. There you go with the language, and that's, you know, not a problem. I'm just saying that has to be taught. For example, figures, group, mixed group, I spell, you know, all of that, and you know, teach it and then practice it. And I've gotten pretty good at it, you know. But it has taken me some time to do that. I'm not the smartest tool in the shed. I understand that, but I'm just saying that I think some of the club members have got the idea that, okay, well, we've got our stations figured out. Let's just go ahead and just start sending traffic. And I'm struggling with that a little bit because, Ed, I'm hoping you'll agree with me here that sometimes it's just not that simple. Am I right or wrong about that?
It takes practice, and that's where the formats come in, because if you're following the same format, things like pro words routine or emergency take on specific meanings. Now, I'm listening to one of the repeaters when they check off at night. I'm not sure which one it is now, but when they give the call sign, instead of Foxtrot, they say Flash. Flash has a very specific message meaning, and I don't know why they're making up that language.
Exactly, and I hear that quite often, actually. I hear sometimes, occasionally, I'll hear the word break, and I know that's I don't think that's a big deal on CB, but, you know, the way I was taught, you don't say that word unless you know, you're notifying the other stations. You need to be quiet because I have something that's more important than you're saying. And I've heard that from time to time. And I think that's why some people get wrapped around the axle sometimes about the proper words, because when you're dealing with traffic, those words are very important. Am I right?
For pro words is that there is a very strict meaning to them, and everybody understands those meanings. So the break is one of those funny ones. In message handling, it has two meanings. At the beginning of the text of a message and at the end of the text of a message. Now, I've read recently where to break in, it's repeated three times, break, break, break. But I don't like that. I would prefer, if you've got a higher priority traffic, that you give the call sign, this is WD8RON, traffic, over. You know why I'm breaking into the middle of your conversation.
OG. QSL on that. Chad, I got an idea if you got your ears open.
Yeah, KO4NUE, KO4QLG, WD8RON. Like Gary says, if anybody cares.
Gary's a nut. No, I'm just, what y'all were just talking about sounds to me like step one would be giving a short class on traffic handling and then letting the members practice for a week. Maybe tell them to pass five pieces of traffic during that week's time, and then go into the club funding net of passing traffic. Give them some experience before we try to handle a piece of traffic formally.
We could gin up some exercise traffic as practice. We could also do it on the Zoom so that everybody can hear it and hear one station pass it to another on the Zoom, and then we could all critique what was going on there. So I think the Zoom is just like a classroom. It can be used very effectively that way. But I definitely agree with passing practice traffic.
40 UE. Ed, do you have, you got HF capabilities over there?
I'm working on putting up that antenna. Hopefully I can get it up in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, a good place to start with that is 3915, 80 meters, every night at 7 o'clock. Those guys, that's the South Carolina single sideband. That's all they do is pass traffic. Boy, you should hear those guys. I mean, they spit that stuff out like... it's amazing. And, I mean, they are good at it. They are good. But they have practiced at it. And I get up there and practice a little bit. And I don't do anything but slow them down. But they are really nice about, hey, you know, let me work with you a little bit. And, you know, help you get this figured out. But... you know, it takes a little bit of gumption to key that mic and do it. I mean, it's a little frightful.
Are they passing? Is it from one individual to another? Just what kind of traffic? From Mars, we used to have the Mars grams where we were taking it from overseas and going to individuals within the community.
It works is they'll take traffic within the state. In other words, if I want to send you a message, I can put it up there. And there'll be another amateur operator that will contact you and say, you got a message from Chad, here it is. Then they'll pass messages out of state. And each state has a traffic net. And that's what they do. So if I want to send a message to an operator in California or anybody in California, I just put it up on South Carolina single sideband. And then one of the traffic handlers there picks it up, and he'll move it to North Carolina. And then North Carolina moves it to Tennessee. Tennessee moves it da-da-da-da-da-da all the way across the state or the United States or whatever. And depending on what code I put on the radiogram, I can tell the traffic handler that picks it up, I want an acknowledgement. I want to know that this station received my message. Or I can say, I don't care. Just try to give him the message. If you can get it to him, that's okay. Or if not, that's okay too. But, you know, normally I want an acknowledgement, which means that that's traffic back across the United States. It's pretty neat how it works. But boy, you have to work at it.
For that also, verify, the only person, if you will, who can verify a message is a recipient, not a transmitting station. And I think that's what we need to understand, is that a radio station is simply a transmitter. The recipient of that message will verify that he actually received it.
Yeah. Okay, fellas, I am pulling in the driveway. Thank you so much for staying with me. And I cut it short, but I am tired, but Ed, I will give you a call in a day or so. You and I will talk, and we'll get something worked out. But thank you so much for staying with me. I really appreciate it. KO4NUE, out.
Roger, Tom Wynn, Chad. Chad, get some sleep. KO4, QOG, out.
KRON, I'm still monitoring for a few minutes.